The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Siobhan Murray is with me. She is a resilience coach, an expert psychotherapist and a best-selling author. Siobhan, you would have seen these figures out today, a reduction in alcohol consumption in this country by almost a third in the last two decades. So a lot more sober people out there, or sober curious people is the way I think some of them are being described. Is there enough for them to do, though, late at night?
Well, firstly, thanks very much for having me on this evening. I can't believe when we're saying 2001, because I think that's when they go back to where they're comparing it to, that we're saying that's 20 years. It seems like it's only yesterday. I think we've got better, Kieran. I think we've got, there's more non-alcoholic bars. There's places where people go. People are a little bit more comfortable in saying they don't drink. But are we anywhere where once we get past 6 o'clock, we have the same amount of venues to go to? Absolutely not. You know, it's you look back 20 years ago, we didn't have nearly as many coffee shops as we would now. And now that's where people meet. They have meetings. I think especially since, you know, post-COVID, where people don't have offices, we utilize those coffee shops in a much greater way. So it's everybody's having a coffee. But once they close it, some of them close at 4:30, we don't have that evening place to go in the same way that other European countries have. You know, in Spain, I was there this summer, and I know they have the weather and they can sit outside, but they have ice cream shops where somebody can have a drink, can have a coffee, or can have an ice cream. And you've got that mixture. We're still not there yet.
And are we going to get there, do you suspect? As you say, we've had the proliferation of the coffee shops, albeit only open during the day. I mean, kind of, can you see a natural mission creep when you look at the amount of them that there is and you compare it then and put it beside these drinking figures?
Well, I suppose that's a whole conversation we could spend hours on. You know, are people going to go out and sit, whether it's under a heater on the side of the road in the evening, and feel safe? You know, we're into so many contributing factors to it. I think to be a non-drinker or sober curious, it's still actually a very expensive pastime if you want to partake in non-alcoholic beverages. So, you know, you can have your mocktails, but they're still expensive. You can have, pubs now will do non-alcoholic gin and tonics. It's still a very expensive pastime. So if you're a non-drinker and you can either have somebody over to your house rather than, you know, going out and spending a load of money, we haven't got the sweet spot yet of where we've accessible social places that people can go in the evening to talk, chat and catch up, where it's not going to be either over dinner or sitting in a hotel lobby. You know, and most hotel lobbies are bloody expensive, and that's no disrespect to hotels. They're gorgeous, but it's not accessible. And I think we're seeing younger people becoming more alcohol. I think that article said, you know, it's not so much that we're drinking less, we're just being a bit more sensible. Younger people don't have the money to be sitting drinking mocktails that are 10 and 12 euro. Mm-hmm. I mean, chances are they may be going through a period of not drinking or being sober curious to save money. It's not everybody has a drink problem who decides, you know, they're not going to drink. So I think we're still in a bit of a catch 22 with it.
Yeah, I guess the other difficulty when comparing us with places on the continent and the likes of Spain is that a lot of them will close in the middle of the day as well. You know what I mean? And people talk about museums, for example, maybe being open late at night, but they mightn't be open for 2 or 3 hours in the middle of the afternoon. Now, I don't think we're going to do that, close down kind of the National Gallery for 4 hours on a Tuesday afternoon so it can open late into Tuesday night. We kind of want it both ways to a degree. And maybe that is the ultimate solution, but there's going to have to be workarounds then in terms of staffing and cost and everything.
Well, I mean, I suppose the good part of it is it does bring out a whole new area for staffing, for employment. But I mean, I don't know, Kieran, I don't know how old you are, and I would be very rude to ask, but I can remember a time when pubs used to close for 2 hours in the day after lunch to get ready for the, they'd open again at five, and they were open for the evening. And that was so that they could get restock, get themselves sorted, and the day was split into two. So, you know, it used to be done within the pub setting.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, it's even like, is it the same venue? Is the coffee shop run from, you know, 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. by one section, by one company? And is there then an hour's sort of turnaround and it's sublet to another company who do the evening shift?
The Give Us the Night campaign have been fairly prolific over the last few years in trying to change licensing laws. And that's what they get all the attention for, is the issue around licensing laws. And in fairness to them, it's a much broader campaign. They want cultural spaces and public spaces and civic spaces and all of that open much later into the evening. They're talking about some of the things you're talking about there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if we're not talking about having coffee shops open like on certain countries in Europe where they're, you know, they're providing certain types of environments. We're talking about spaces where people can still go, do you know what, I'll meet you for a coffee and you can have a glass of wine. I don't drink, but I can have a coffee or a cup of tea and have a chat. And I'm not sitting in a pub environment. I think going to the pub, that's a different environment, and it's not to move away from it, and it's not to knock it at all. It's to create that other space where people can just go, like, for example, my mother would often go into the theatre. She'll say to me, oh, we popped into whatever hotel that's close to it to have a cup of tea afterwards, because there isn't anywhere else to go. So there's still a huge area that for potential for there to be, whether it's the combination of alcohol and non-alcohol, but that it's seen as the norm, not as the anomaly.
Siobhan Murray, resilience coach, expert, psychotherapist, best-selling author. Siobhan, thanks a million for speaking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.